Hello and welcome to Business Today's Daily Tech Wrap with me, Danny DeCruz, where I take you through what's going on in the world of technology.
ATMs across the globe are under a major threat from a cyber attack. According to a report by Independent, FBI has released a note to banks warning them about this massive heist. In this note by FBI, the banks have warned that the robbery will happen with the help of cloned cards, and even the payment processors of the banks will be hacked to remove the withdrawal limit, which will help the robbers extract large sums of money. This particular type of heists are called ATM cash outs and mostly happen during weekends when the banks are shut.
Registrations for Reliance Jio's much anticipated broadband service, Jio Giga Fiber, will start from August 15th. Users will be able to register their interest on Jio's official website. The new service will be launched across 1,100 cities, but Jio hasn't clarified the localities that will get the product first. The company claims that they will launch this new optic fiber service depending on the interest that a region generates. The introduction of Reliance Jio in the broadband service is expected to create the same kind of disruption that it created in September 2016 when it launched Reliance Jio telecom service. Other than just broadband connection, the user will also get a landline connection and internet TV. Prices haven't been revealed officially, but we are expecting it to go as low as ₹500.
The battle between Chinese smartphone manufacturers Xiaomi and South Korean tech giant Samsung has been going on since last year. Now, a report from IDC has claimed that Xiaomi is much ahead of Samsung. However, a previous report by Counterpoint suggested that Xiaomi is just fractionally ahead of Samsung. For now, there is no clarity about which among the two is the real leader in the segment. But according to the report by IDC, Xiaomi bagged 29.7% of the smartphone industry, whereas Samsung could only manage 23.9% of the industry. On the other hand, Counterpoint suggests that Xiaomi just has 29%, whereas Samsung has 28% market share. Now, there's no clarity about who is the real leader between both of them, but we know that both are far ahead from their competitors in the Indian smartphone industry. That's all for today. Join us for more tomorrow. And if you like what we do here, please like, comment and share. And do not forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel. And while you're doing that, please click on the bell icon to get notifications from it. Thank you.